preservation of a slice of Americana, of childhood dreams. Every boy and most girls, I'd imagine, want to have a treehouse.
U.S. Army Specialist Mark Graben promised his two sons a treehouse when he returned from his tour of duty in Iraq.
I must have drawn some variant of this treehouse 100, if not 1,000 times.
Graben contacted Fairfax's building code office for permission.
And the guy kind of laughed me off the phone. Come on down, write a big check. I'll be glad to take all your money, but it's a treehouse. There's no building codes for a treehouse. Just keep your kids safe.
But then the zoning board received an anonymous complaint and demanded the treehouse to be taken down. Graben went to the board for a permit.
The board said they don't have the latitude to issue such things, not to a treehouse. That's when things took off. I had asked for perhaps the help of the local media, and a humble local request just exploded in international attention.
Public interest led to an online petition.
1,600 people over the course of a month or so responded to that online petition.
One neighbor even donated concealment trees in hopes to appease the board. Graben had one last appeal before the treehouse came down.
When they reheard and reconvened and reconsidered in our favor, it was a unanimous decision.
Thanks to public outcry, the decision was a 5-year permit for the treehouse.
In the last generation, we do not remember an entire neighborhood getting together like this all at once. It's that kind of sense of community, sense of neighborhood, sense of friendliness. And it's terrific.